USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Police say a U.S. service member shot people at random inside a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois last night.
The shooter was still in the building. No officers fired their weapons that we know of at this point.
As Rockford's police chief Dan O'Shea, police identified the shooter today as 37-year-old Duke Webb. He's charged with multiple counts of first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Three people were killed and three others wounded. There is no word on the motive. Webb is from Florida and was on active duty in the U.S. Army. He's being held in the Winnebago County Jail without bond and is scheduled to make his first court appearance on Monday. 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner, who's said to be paranoid with 5G technology, has been named a person of interest in the bombing in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. Federal agents have raided a home tied to Warner. This is USA Radio News.
Hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
The chess game over the COVID relief and government spending bill continues. President Donald Trump appears no closer to signing the bill that was passed by Congress last week. The president has said he wants more money for Americans and less going to foreign countries. Unemployment aid has expired and a government shutdown is looming. Lawmakers are imploring him to sign it.
President Trump not signing the bill because it contains what he calls a measly $600 stimulus check for each American. Trump wants $2,000 checks. Pennsylvania's Pat Toomey tells Fox News Sunday Trump should realize you never get everything you want.
Look, if it were just the freestanding government funding bill, I would almost certainly be voting against that, but I think the COVID relief measures are really, really important.
Senator Toomey says Trump should sign the bill and work on a bigger stimulus check as a standalone measure.
That's USA Radio's Mike Fortier. The bill would keep the federal government operating through September. The president must act by Tuesday to avoid a shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
All foreign nationals who are not residents of Japan will not be allowed to enter the country starting Monday, the Japanese government announced late Saturday. These new restrictions will be in place through the end of January due to the spread of a new variant of the coronavirus that's said to be more contagious. There have been 7 confirmed cases in 2 days from people returning to Japan from Britain. Japanese nationals and resident foreigners will be required to show proof of a negative test within 72 hours of their flight and must self-quarantine for 14 days. Also starting Monday, passengers flying into the U.S. from Britain will be required to get a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their trip. A sobering statistic on the coronavirus from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
The United States has reached a grim milestone in the fight against coronavirus, as 1 in 1,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the total number of people who have died from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic topped 331,000 on Saturday, with December becoming the deadliest month this year. Nearly 60,000 people have succumbed to the virus this month. Health officials have warned that a continued surge after the holidays could raise the death toll to over 400,000 by early next year. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A 5.3 magnitude earthquake shook eastern Turkey on Sunday morning. It was felt in several provinces. There are no reports of casualties or damage. More than 150 people in Turkey this year have been killed by earthquakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.